I declare myself pickled pink about...
Yo, Dave, what's my balance? Giggles!
Dave and Giggles, it's not trash.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Well, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Shut!
Well, I'm going to hell.
Hair out. I got my muscles out.
Giggles going on.
Wow.
Wow.
Pulled together, though, you know?
Freaking out.
You are freaking out. You are freaking out. You tend to freak out, like, right before a show.
Usually.
Your hair's
I get so excited, and it's, like, the first thing I really have to do today is show. It was Martin Luther King Day.
I am Dave. In the studio with me is Giggles. And Giggles. Who else we got?
We got Plan B McGee. First time on our show. First time in a long time. It's been a while. We have a lot to talk about with Plan B McGee. If you want questions for Plan B McGee, the number to call is 646-915-9228. She's going to be taking some questions. She's going to be taking some heat.
She's going to be taking some heat.
I'd take some heat right now. This chair is freezing.
Yeah.
This chair I'm sitting on was outside. It's snowing outside.
Really?
It is.
I wanted to get you in a cold seat.
Yeah.
That keeps you awake. And keeps
Why are you all jammed up?
I haven't talked to anybody all day. Well, I mean, I talked to some people on the phone, but like, if I'm working from home, I usually don't.
What do you do all day?
Here. I edited some photos.
You just sit in this back room.
I sit in. I live here.
Look at porn.
The cat. Just
stroke
hanging
out with the cat.
Oh my god.
No porn, but definitely a lot of cat.
Shit. A lot of catnip.
You're hanging out with a lot of other cats.
It's true. Well, I've been cat sitting. Lately, I've been. What is that?
What?
You hear that?
No.
You don't hear that?
What are you talking about?
What are you on?
He's on catnip. Look at him. He's all jammed out like
he
a cat.
Me and Noah are just wasted right now.
Yeah.
You don't hear that feedback?
I don't hear feedback.
Okay, there it goes.
We need you guys to call up and let us know what's going on. Let us know how we sound. Let us know what's going on with you. Letting us know how the weather's treating you. What else you got?
Telling us how you spent your Martin Luther King Day.
646-915-9228.
Call in, and we can see that you call in. And
this is true.
And we'll pick the right time, and we'll call in there. We'll get you.
What?
What?
Jesus. Martin Luther King Day. So you spent it with your cat.
My cat.
Talking to your cat. How often do you talk to your cat?
A little bit.
What do you say to your cat?
I've been trying to like not talk to the cat so much.
Cat.
Well, I'd still take a ton of pictures of the cat. a ton.
He didn't last at all.
No. Hold on a second. Look, do you see? Look at his leg. It's going a mile a minute. His hands are like freaking out. His hair is up and all crazy.
I do need a
and
haircut.
And your head sitting up like perfectly straight.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I'm just ready to
Why?
Talk to you guys.
What is up?
I told you guys this before. I haven't talked to anybody all day.
So here's your chance to talk to everyone out there. What do you got to say?
I'm feeling good. You know what?
That's it. I'm feeling good. You know what?
Well, if you'd let me finish.
Go ahead.
No, I think today is it's amazing how many people put up on Facebook things about MLK, you know, and some of it I was like, all right, that's you know, this makes sense. And some of it made me think like Columbus, you know, Columbus Day. Uh-huh. Yeah, the Columbus Day.
Yeah.
But Columbus really kind of opened the trade routes for slavery.
True. And then
and we have a day for him. And you know what I'm saying? So sure. I'm not knocking what Columbus did. I think, you know, I think sure. he was a pretty brave dude, but he was also
like a notorious asshole.
Killed a bunch of Indians. Yeah, killed a bunch sure. of Indians.
But all right, let's. Here's something I thought of today, and not to get all negative about.
We're
Martin
not getting negative. King. We're not getting.
What I'm saying.
Oh.
So if Martin Luther King was alive today,
yeah.
Would we have Martin Luther King Day?
No.
So are we in fact celebrating the guy who killed Martin Luther King?
No. But I think people. I think it makes
Do you
people
see
think
what
about
I'm saying
civil rights
here.
Think about it. Think about it. People are talking about this. People are talking about, you know, civil rights. People are talking about gay rights. It's hot topic. Everybody's bringing it up in conversation. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, who do you stand with? And it's not necessarily like
– Do you think there
it's
is –
It's one or the other, but it's like you need to have a sort of consensus for human life.
Do you think there is as big of a civil rights issue as there was back then?
Was still – you mean there's still racism?
Sure.
Yeah, of course.
As big as back then?
I don't know if it's as – that's a good question.
Would you say that the more civil rights now would be like the gays?
Yeah, I mean, I think now, like 30 years from now, we're going to be like, you remember when gays couldn't marry?
That was ridiculous,
you know?
Right?
Or like, well, you remember when – people say this all the time. You remember when blacks couldn't vote. You sure. remember when women couldn't vote.
Yeah.
You should go back to those days when the women couldn't vote. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, those were good times.
Oh, my gosh. You know what?
What's that?
No, I was thinking this today. And
What were you thinking?
Obama, the black president. He's, oh. And they say it's like
– Thanks. What? Oh, but, the black president.
No, the black is our nation's first black president. But isn't it something that like, all right, well, I don't care if he's black or white. I don't care if he's Hindu, Muslim, or Christian, or Jew. I want to know how the guy can run the country. Or like at least, you know, be the best politician and get everybody on the same side.
What are you saying?
I'm saying I don't think it's an issue that he's a black guy. I don't care if, you know, his middle name is Hussein.
Thank you for saying guy. Wow. That was almost pretty.
What was I going to say? Like black dude?
Just a black.
A black. Oh, really? No, I'm not gonna say just a black.
Just
you
a black
a guy. Real last minute there.
A black guy.
You are from Florida.
He is from Florida.
It's true. It's true.
It's
well,
real racist down there, isn't it?
It's not really racist, but I've been exposed to a lot of racism. You know, and where my meter stands, you know, is definitely, you know,
more towards the.
I think the consensus down there, it's a red state. You know, sure. There's still people waving the Dixie flags down there, like huge Dixie flags on their trucks. And you're like, dude, I mean, I know it's not necessarily all about slavery. Sure. I mean, it is. They're like, oh, it's about pride, not prejudice. Yeah. You ever heard them say that? It's about pride, not prejudice.
There. I didn't live down there.
I know, there's people. I mean, there's people.
What are they proud of?
Just their Southern heritage, you know? And I'm not knocking my Southern roots, but I'm saying there's a lot of things that, like, are a little bit, like, backwater down there.
Do you think? The interesting thing about Florida is you got half of like the Panhandle area. That's just like really weird, really weird red state crap.
Yeah.
Then the other half is like a bunch of New York Jews.
That's true.
Who moved down there? Who probably have nothing in common with those red staters, but they've taken over part of it.
Right, and they bought up the property.
Is that what you think Jews do? 646-915-9228. I want to know what's going on out there and if you're listening and how we sound, because we kind of just wung this one, huh?
We wanged it. I want to check in with Plan B McGee.
Plan B.
You've got some stuff check going on.
Sitting back.
I step back. I'm comfortable now.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
I just did yoga. I got to.
So you're into this Bikram yoga.
Yeah, except, you know.
Is that how it's pronounced?
Why,
Bikram?
Why don't you get
Bikram.
In on that
Bikram.
Microphone? What, you're like a foot and a half
is
away.
Is it too far?
There you go.
All right, fine.
She's got such a sultry voice.
It is sultry.
It's a sweet, sultry voice.
It is sultry. I know how it sounds.
Yeah.
You know, that girl freaked me out the other day when she said this yoga studio has bed bugs.
like floor bugs.
And I was like touching that rug tonight.
That's no good.
That's the thing about that yoga studio you go to. We're not going to say where exactly it is, but it's got carpet.
And they all have carpet.
And it's a hot yoga class with carpet.
What do they
That's
got like
if I was
10?
To wear the same underwear like for 12 days.
How often do you go without changing?
I wear a new pair every day.
What about your clothes?
Clothes, probably the same pair the whole week. Usually like the same pair of jeans for the whole week.
I do that too.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
They're comfortable.
Yeah. So anyways, what were we talking about?
I think the carpeting. Bed bug.
The nasty carpeting.
Ridden carpeting. I don't know, but it's kind of it would be really kind of gross to have a hardwood floor. They're all carpeted.
Or like not even linoleum, but something that you can bleach. Because that's the thing about yoga. Like it's all people are like, oh yeah, it's great. Like there's chicks bending over and they're wearing tights and everything. But no, there's also the fair share of like sweaty, obese people that are grunting. There's some like, and that's fine. Like I'm definitely down with like anybody trying something, but like don't grunt. If you're grunting, like no heroes in yoga.
Don't grunt.
It's not about the
grunt. Don't grunt down here in Florida. It's pride, not prejudice. Don't grunt.
Don't grunt.
There's some definite like real like people that look really hot while they're doing it, like just smoking, even when they're like sweating. But then there's
Now let me ask you this: have you ever had a guy like when you're doing yoga and they're just kind of like you catch them just staring up your pie hole?
Wow. You really haven't talked to anyone all day.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Have you ever been to a yoga class?
Here's the
He's
better
like,
question.
I want to know if it's okay to look at pie.
Here's
holes.
The better question. How many guys do you think are there to check out girls rather than actually do the yoga?
I don't really think there's that many guys that are there to
There's like those awkward guys who aren't really stretching. They're just kind of like hanging out and back going, yo, it's hot in here, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
I like
God.
How the sweat's pooling around her pie hole.
Swear jar. I said this show was mother approved, and you just
we did.
In. Yeah, well, I did on Facebook.
Well, you just said pie hole.
Yeah, that's pretty. I would rather hear a curse word than hear you talk about pie holes.
Good point.
Last night you were saying a pie hole is a mouth,
it's not dirty at all.
So there you go. There you go. So MLK. No, MLK. Seriously, like one of those guys that I wish was still alive. Like, I feel like we'd be so much farther in, like, human rights.
But don't you think
there
are certain people along the way that if they didn't die, we probably wouldn't have progressed? Like, granted, MLK getting shot is a terrible thing.
Right.
But I think it probably helped the cause in him get, like, Jesus. Look at Jesus. He died for our sins.
It's
you know,
true.
Like, there's certain people who I don't think we would have looked back on Kennedy as being a great president if he didn't get shot.
Right.
I like because they talk about him and he wasn't really that great. He didn't really have that great a stance on things.
Right.
It's just that he got shot so early and he was so good looking that really did it for everybody.
He was handsome.
He was
a good looking guy.
Marilyn had him. I know.
No, it's interesting. It's like one of the but you know what? Like they could have been so much more. You know, or like the movement could have been so much more.
Right.
Like they it just sucks that like
You don't think the civil rights movement was good enough?
I know. Apparently, he doesn't think so.
I mean, I think it could always be. But like, there's still racism, even in New York City.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not saying it's among whites and blacks. I'm saying it's among all the people, religions. I think. I don't know. I've been on this kick lately.
All right, let's hear it. Let's hear.
I've said this before, and I'll say it again. But I want you to think about this.
I'm thinking.
All right. 30-day ceasefire. Seriously.
He's so into this thing.
He's been into this
so
for
into
years.
This idea.
Hear me out. It's for 30 days. It's illegal to like fire a gun. It's like everybody. I'm talking about everybody that like didn't you
I
hear?
Wish we had the clip of you when you told us to this the radio
to the radio
guy.
Show.
The radio
host
show
called in at like 2 in the morning.
He
I was
just
like,
laughed at you.
He did.
Aww.
But you know it's not a bad idea. It's kind of like one of those Think
how
about
do you
it.
How do you
think
get
about
that?
It.
So you're saying because
you you're saying
like
no,
a,
right?
Such
from
a
the park.
Yeah, but that's such a American mentality where you're like, listen, we're going to police the world, and we're going to say that no one can shoot a gun, and if you do, we'll hang you.
No, I'm saying even the Americans can't shoot guns. I'm saying we're
totally.
All
if it's illegal and people break the law and fire guns, then what are you going to do? What's the consequence?
What
they can't
not,
get shot.
Not
they can't
not
get
illegal,
killed.
But it's just uncool. It's like, hey, listen.
It's not
hey, that's really
not
uncool.
Cool.
Come Come
That's
on.
Not cool, man.
Can't you wait 30 here. Days? Come on. 30 days. That's all we weird. Ask.
30 days. That's all we're asking.
It's just uncool, guys.
Just stop, guys. Stop.
That's hilarious.
But think about it. How, like, if we actually could take time and be like, all right, wait, this ain't so bad, you know?
646-915-9228. I really want to hear people's responses to that.
Where do you even start with that?
Wow.
It's not a bad idea,
but it's not thought out. It's not a thought out idea. That's the problem.
It's wishful thinking, you think.
Sure. What other wishful thinking things would you like to see globally?
I think before you can vote on something in America, you have to travel to another country and live there for a week.
So you want to strip the rights away of Americans?
I'm not saying, no, they're not stripping the rights away, but you got to do like a little
homestay. That's like the number one, like the right to vote. That's democracy.
All right, wait, no, okay. Maybe not.
Maybe just blacks and women.
You guys got to travel and see the world. You know, living in down south, just staying there is not a good idea, guys.
I want you to see the world.
See the world. Well, we don't got no money. We'll pay for you.
All right. Maybe
it's
going to
get very expensive.
But you got to vote and see the world.
We're
going
to pay for you to go to Cancun for a week. Get tattoos.
So it's just a bunch of spring breakers.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
This is a great feature. You think up ideas that are totally implausible, and we rip them to shreds.
Totally ridiculous.
Yeah.
Might be a good idea. But I feel like you've been out of the country, haven't you?
I've been out of the country.
Where's the most remote place you've been out? Outside the country.
Outside the country? Yeah.
What's the farthest you've been?
The farthest I've been? Probably Germany.
Farthest or furthest? Somebody's probably going
to... Furthest.
The furthest you've been.
Farthest.
The furthest you've traveled, the farthest you've gone. Somebody correct us on this. I know somebody's out there listening.
What's the most... Now, those are two different questions you said, but the furthest or the farthest or the most remote?
Most remote. Well, I'd say the furthest.
Because the most remote would probably be like Iceland.
Iceland?
The furthest...
That's not really remote. That's like a two-hour flight from JFK.
It's five. But it's pretty remote.
L.A. is five. You could either go to L.A. or Iceland.
Sure. But it's pretty remote if you're talking about remote.
Yeah.
Well, you had Facebook. Yeah, didn't you?
So where did you go that didn't have Facebook? So it was That's what I want
to
know.
Every place. You can go to Africa and still have Facebook.
It's true.
Let me ask you this. Do you think the internet should be free?
You're talking about SOPA?
SOPA. No, I'm talking about like the free wireless internet. Can you imagine the information that we could share? If there was no regulations. I'm just I'm talking.
You are talking. You are talking. Well, nothing's free.
Nothing's free.
I mean...
Yeah, how would it get paid for?
Yeah, who would pay for it?
Good point.
You mean to pay for the service of having, internet in your house or...
Just like... It's like the FM radio. It's kind of free.
Well, you need a transmitter to receive.
Right, you need to buy the radio.
All right. I'm not saying like the actual.
So you're saying if you get a computer,
right?
You're just getting internet.
You're just getting internet.
You're just getting it. Like a television. Back in the day, if you had a television, you had a receiver, you could receive channels.
I'm just thinking of it's.
So you're saying information should be free?
Information.
Is that what you're telling me?
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
So listen to this.
Different thing.
You go get a new cell phone for a new contract. They charge you a $350.
Oh, don't start me on those bastards.
$350 cancellation fee. I asked the lady at the carrier that I use. I said, excuse me.
Wow.
Sorry, I needed to get that out.
I wonder if that was heard over the radio.
I hope so.
Me too.
So I said, what is the point of a $350 cancellation fee? Like, shouldn't you want to keep people with you? And if they leave,
then
that's the point. They're punishing you.
And she was like, well, you have these phones. And here's the thing, the kicker, these $700 to $900 phones, these iPhones, are $900. If somebody, gets their plan and then they just quit, then they have a,
expensive phone. Sure.
So that makes me think that the iPhones are about worth $350.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah. If you buy one, it's like what? I think it's like $600.
Yeah.
But then you average it out, they sell it for $100 or $200. Averages out to like $350,
$400. They got
you by the balls. Here's something they did to me the other day.
What's that?
So they told me, my phone was broken, as we can all say.
Is that why nobody's calling?
Maybe. Who knows?
I don't know.
So my phone was broken, and I went to them before Christmas, and I said, listen, I want to get a new phone. When's my date that I can get a new phone? And they look it up, and they're like, the end of December, right? So I went there, and I was like, all right, want to get my new phone. And he looks it up, and he's like, yeah, we can't do that. And I was like, I went back to the same exact guy and I said, I want my new phone because you told me I can get a new phone. So Can't do it. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, the next time you can get your new plan updated is August.
What?
And I said, you told me 2 weeks ago that I could get it in December. And he said, yeah, but it just seems like there's something here. You did something. And what allegedly what I did. And I wasn't really mad about this. I was more mad about the fact that he told me one thing and then told me another. Mm. But apparently what I did was I went from going from 450 minutes of text or text messages to unlimited. That changes my plan entirely.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then then they had that, I think it was last December, was up until January, it switched their whole contract thing, licensing. So their new contract licensing, you couldn't get a new plan for a year and a half. Their old licensing was a year. So I went from that year to the year and a half, and they fucked me.
You got hosed.
Hosed.
Got, see, that's the thing. They have they the ability. You. The people that have your phone, your cell phone company, they've basically got you by the balls.
All
more
the
people
time.
Pay more in cell phone bills than they do in health insurance. Sure. Bills. Like, it's like their cell phone. Like, but, you had to take away
it's
their
like
cell
your cell phone.
Could you live without your cell phone?
Yes.
You could.
Well, I think now it'd be kind of tough. I mean, I'd have to be here all day anyway to answer, like, the home phone. But
you think you could live without it?
I think I could live.
Then
think
let's do it. Give it to me for a week.
This
and we'll see if you can live without it.
This is a terrible
and you
idea.
Can't live without it.
I could, but I'm not going to do it for a week just for this.
Why not?
Just for you. Like, just for your, like.
And then I'll record everyone who calls you, and then we'll play the answer next week.
So I don't work for a week. Don't get in touch with people.
Shit. See? Can't work.
Listen to this.
Uh-huh.
Another idea I'm going to throw your way.
All right. Then we're going to get on working with cell phones.
Okay. What are you talking about?
Go ahead.
Okay. Working as a pet sitter. Not bad, huh?
All right. We're going to go back to my point. We'll get to that in a minute because really? All right. So Brazil.
Brazil.
Came up with a law that after you leave work, it's overtime if you receive or send emails.
Oh, ooh, nice,
wow.
Brazil.
Yeah.
Wow. That's not bad.
Right. So it's either so companies are like, well, all right, we don't want to pay people overtime, so we're just going to shut services off after you leave work.
Oh, jeez.
So you will not get emails. You will not be able to send emails.
At all.
At all, because that's overtime. They don't want to pay overtime.
It's fine.
It's dirty.
It's not clean.
It's dirty.
This is not a clean glass. I'm
it's
sorry.
Not a clean glass.
I mean, I guess I'll still drink out of it.
Wait, here, you guys talk.
Oh, no. It's,
No. Let's see if Dave can do it without
let's
me.
Let's see.
I can do it without you all day. I don't need you at
there's
all.
There's like streaks of grease.
Oh, it's terrible.
Here.
Just put it over there.
Disgusting.
Just throw it over there.
What?
The kid is disgusting.
He's got a dishwasher, too.
He not only has a dishwasher, he's home all the time. I don't know what he does here, but when I get here, he's all excited because he doesn't talk to anybody all day. And, like, if I ask him to come out, he's like, I can't leave the house. I think he's scared to leave the
yeah,
house. I think he's becoming a shut-in.
Become a little bit of a cave.
Oh, wait, yes, I want to talk about this.
Becoming a shut-in.
It feels like it's definitely possible.
Yeah.
646-915-9228.
Let us know if you have those shut-in kind of feelings where you're just really, really comfortable in your,
and it's
your
also,
domicile.
We're
that's
getting
a nice
into,
thing. That's nice. Yeah.
We're also getting into winter.
Yeah.
Which
so
is more shut-in time.
When you hibernate. Not hibernate.
When you hibernate.
No, I tell you what. I've got everything I need here. It is nice to go out. It is nice to see people. But I work from home.
Uh-huh.
My cat's here.
I don't think you left 30th Avenue for a week and a half.
Ouch. Ouch.
Ouch.
Wow. No, I did. I did.
No, you went into the city.
Yeah. I get around. It's just expensive to go into the city. It's crowded.
What, 225?
Yeah.
And yeah, sometimes you bike into the city.
Yeah. Well, now you want
to. Not now.
No,
yeah.
It's too cold.
It's freezing. It's ridiculous.
So when you go out of the house, like, what are your, like,
things?
What do you do to, like, get ready to go out? Because I can see you becoming a shut-in.
It's definitely
and, like,
possible.
Becoming, like, freaked out about going outside.
Yeah.
Do you still have two cars?
Yes. It's still for sale. I got the handles. I've just got the handles shipped.
Ooh.
So we got three
yeah,
new handles on
I
the car.
I broke the second handle.
She broke the second handle.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get any responses?
I haven't put it up for sale yet.
Wow. So
right, I mean, I put it up on Facebook, but that wasn't good because people are going to be like, oh, yeah, listen, let me buy Mike's car. You know?
Nobody wants to buy anything
it's
from
a good car, though.
Which one?
I like it. I would buy it if I
you
could.
You should buy
the
it.
The Corolla. $2,500. All right, let's get the pitch. $2,500.
So high.
I'll even go down to $2,250. That's how low I'm going. But right now I'll say, well, now it has to be
22.50. Now it has to be, yeah. You
might All right, 22.50.
You started at 22.50. But if, I guarantee you, if you called him about it, he'd try to get it back up to 2,500. Like, he never said.
I never said that.
Yeah.
I got recording of it. If you hear it, if you say it, I'll send you this audio bit and you can play it for
this
him.
This is the mason jars all over again.
Toyota Corolla. These things, it's going to last another 100,000 miles.
What's, how many
See,
it
that's
got?
The thing.
How many does it
Toyotas
got?
Go forever.
They go forever. Toyotas and Hondas.
Move the mouse.
All right, there we go. There we Let's go. See if anybody's calling in.
Yeah, we don't know.
Is anybody listening?
I don't know. That's a good question.
We should find out if anybody's listening.
Sure.
Are we even broadcasting?
We are, I think.
I feel like somebody would have texted us, called us.
And told us we weren't.
You think.
I think.
But then,
do you think like...
Don't you?
What?
Because, you know, you get invited to people's shows on Facebook, things like that. And you're just like, ugh, stop. You know, and like you don't have the heart to hide the story, but like you still see it. You know, do you think that's what people think about us?
Maybe. I don't think we post enough.
No.
Because I think the people who hide people, the people who hide people just constantly post.
They're every day.
Just... Like, I know people who post, who hide people. Not going to name names. Not going to name names.
Jailhouse? He seems like a hider.
He's a hider.
He's always like, unsubscribe. Unsubscribe. You're not.
Unsubscribe.
You're not hipster enough.
I went to his new place the other day. It was nice.
Nice?
It's real nice.
He's got a big old studio.
He's got a lot of ideas that scare me a little.
He's an idea.
I don't know if you're out there listening, call 646-915-9228. But he's got this one room that's probably about the size of this room, which you can't really see. Mm. Whatever. And adjacent to another room about this size.
Right.
And he wants to make it one room, so he wants to knock down the wall.
Oh, that's a terrible idea.
Oh, my gosh.
He rents. He doesn't own.
I asked him. I was
Have
like,
you told
the
him
landlord,
this?
The landlord think that's cool? He's like, yeah. I was like, do you know how to knock down the wall?
Dang. Oh, my God.
You think there's any pipes or electrical back there?
Or just
and I think
foundations.
I think the people who like built the building are like, hey, this wall is pretty good right here.
Yeah.
This is a good place to put a wall.
We thought about this wall. It works.
We're going to go ahead and
keep
this wall here.
We're going to keep the wall here. All right. Here's a question I had a discussion with the other day, and I'm going to ask Plan B.
Okay.
Okay, when you are talking about your number, we're not going to, do you add in oral sex?
Oh, my God, no.
No.
Why? Why do they call it sex?
I don't know.
Because it'd just be weird to just call it oral. I know this is for her. Sorry.
Yeah, no.
No, it's for everybody.
I mean, no, I can't.
So
I
then
can't
you're
count
just saying, then you're saying that oral sex doesn't matter.
I didn't say it didn't matter. It matters. But we'd be counting forever if I was having to factor that in.
Wow.
I don't know how to count that high.
Oh, man. Does it say we're offline?
No, it just, no. It's it says, oh, it does say we're offline.
Oh, offline. Hmm. We're just talking for fun.
Let me refresh.
Guys, what if we are just talking for fun for ourselves?
Does it say that we're recording on that? It says we're on air.
Yeah.
Hmm. Why does it say offline?
Oh, man. Really? Hold on.
Maybe we're fine.
This All right.
Is,
seriously.
This is awesome radio show talk. Do you think
I don't think it was. I don't think it was.
Oh.
There. Now we are online.
No. Are you serious?
Blood from, what?
No.
That was from last week. So we've been talking for a while. And
oh,
it,
my God.
It wasn't online.
The show just started now.
It looks as if.
Are you serious?
As if.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
That's all right.
Should we play the opening?
We'll play the opening.
I feel like somebody would have said something to us.
You think? Nobody cares.
But nobody can hear it.
I declare myself pickled pink about.
Yo, Jay, what's my family?
Just start over.
Oh, God.
David giggles. It's not trash.
Are you serious?
Too bad. That was really
I think
great.
You just became my personal hero.
All right, well, good. We'll do a little half-hour show.
Now
yeah, that's
for
good.
For having listened to it.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go,
boys.
Well, I'm going to hell.
I got my hair out. I got my muscle brown.
Giggles is going all out.
Didn't
Time
you check
two.
What that timer is saying?
Oh, that over there. I wasn't looking at
the
that.
The webcaster?
Nobody was looking at that.
I feel like we're
Well, this is a little live stream. This is like the only second time we've used it.
Yeah.
So we're not really 100% used to it. So now you're going to hear the last half of our show If you want to
we're just going to play the full show. We're not going to like edit it and pretend that we didn't screw up.
No, this is it. This is the show.
This is the show right now.
If you're live and you're hearing us now for the first time, which I don't understand why you didn't text us or call us and let us know that we weren't live, you can always go back and download the show, listen to the first half, because it was good. It was really good.
I think we should just play the whole show in its entirety. The first 30 minutes that we thought we were recording.
Just to play that.
Play that into this. This is good. It shows
character. That's like Uma Guma. A show inside a show. Yeah. Inside a show.
Deep. It's like Inception, but really, really low budget. No CGI.
Nothing.
Wow.
It'd be really sad to listen back to that and like know that we thought people were hearing what we said.
Wow. 646-915-9228. Now you can call us.
Can you just call and just let us know if we're not talking to ourselves?
Or if we should quit. Just call us and listen, I think you should just stop. You know? Just keep going. David Giggles is on the ledge tonight.
We're always on the ledge.
Talk us off the ledge.
If you could wrap up the last 30 minutes for those who, you know, who've just tuned in now and they want to hear what we talked about the last
time. I would probably say a lot of really on the edge black talk, really like possibly racist.
Possibly
racist. Yeah. We talked about how Plan B could not add up the amount
Go ahead. You can say it.
Of cock she sucked.
Oh, gosh.
And received
oral sex. There you go.
Yeah.
Would
that count?
Sure.
I mean, you know, because all those times I'm like, oh, I'm not gonna have sex. I'm still gonna fuck around. Oh,
that's all right.
You can say whatever the fuck you want.
You know,
twice.
When I have Giggles, you know, voice in my head, like, oh, they won't come back if you have sex with them on the first date. So you know, that's what oral's for.
That's what oral's for. Oh, God. But, I mean, it is an interesting debate. Is oral sex sex?
Nope.
Then why do they have sex in the title? Now, is anal sex sex?
Yes.
What makes sex sex?
I think if there's... Why do you always talk about this?
I think it's a good conversation.
I think there's... Whenever there's fluids exchanged, I think that...
You don't think there's fluids exchanged?
There's a lot of fluid exchanged in oral. I don't know why it's not considered sex.
Now, would you say it's only penetration?
I think if you're afraid...
You don't think I'm penetrating your mouth?
Yeah, but it's like... I think that it's because the female... Like, it's not a mutual, you know...
Because you're not getting off.
Yeah, it's not a mutual, you know, stimulation. Nothing's happening for me when you're...
Nothing.
Things in my mouth.
Nothing.
I mean, no, I like it, but...
That's what she said.
Obviously, she did.
Yeah.
Exactly what she said.
I think if you're afraid of getting an STD, then it's sex. Like if you're like, oh, I might want to get tested. You know, like that got my
so
eye.
Then oral sex might, is sex. So you would say oral sex is sex?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I probably haven't really thought about this in a while, but yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I mean, I guess
I've started to not even want to count people on my number that I've only had sex with once.
That's a good one.
You know. It's like, oh, do they really count? I would like to just take that, strike it from the record.
Take it off?
Yeah.
Man.
I don't know.
What kind of brought this on? I watched that What's Your Number with Anna Faris.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a terrible,
it
terrible
bad.
Movie.
It was,
terrible movie.
I just saw a commercial for it tonight.
Whoever was her agent just did not do a very great job.
No, it was a cute little a romantic comedy. But her number in the movie was 19, and everyone considered her a slut.
Really?
Yeah.
I think
we need to get rid of that word slut. I think it's not a very good word.
Yeah.
You know, like, and I think it's a double standard because guys can have sex with whoever they want. I sound like such a woman right now. Mm-hmm. But guys can have sex with however many people they want. And they, you know, it's fine. It's what
dicks.
It's what they do. But then, you know, a girl does it. You know, you think, what number? Here, let me ask you this. At what number do you think a girl is kind of considered a little loose?
Well, in the movie, they said.
I'm asking your personal opinion.
The average number was 10.5, and then after that, 20 was a slut. 20 and on was a slut.
Hmm.
Was a loose, moral girl.
Hmm.
That's the worst. I think loose is even worse because it's so literal.
I know. You think about it, and it's like, ooh,
it's a loose woman.
It's like onomatopoeia.
That's a loose woman.
Kegels, you know.
Loose.
Tighten that up.
What did I hear the other day? It looked like a firecracker went off in a meat shop.
Jesus, where'd you hear that?
Or a stick of dynamite went off in a deli or something.
Oh my God.
That sounds like someone a gay guy would say.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, Mom, if you're listening.
Is she listening?
No one's listening.
No one is.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
What else you got? You got something over there?
Who, me?
Yeah. All right, don't go ahead.
You used all of this good stuff.
It's fine.
What's up on the board? I see stuff. Urinating soldiers. Is that
favorite nut? What's your favorite nut?
Favorite nut? Really?
Favorite nut.
That's number one on your list.
Yeah, it is my list. Why is it number one? This is what I was thinking of. What's your favorite
what
nut?
What does it say next to it?
Fast? Squirrel slash fast.
Well, here, let me explain. So I was eating pistachios. I was sitting, you know, eating a bowl of pistachios.
Uh-huh.
And I was pretending to be a squirrel. Like, you know how squirrels...
This is what happens when you don't leave the house.
This is what happens.
You don't check in with humans. You don't realize what's normal.
Shut-ins.
The shut-in edition.
We don't play video games.
Shut-ins. So you were literally thinking, like, I'm a squirrel. Do you, like, do role-playing games with yourself?
I wasn't thinking I was a squirrel, but I was like, this is probably how squirrels eat. Like, when they, like, because pistachios.
Do you notice that when you imitate the squirrel, they talk really fast? This is how squirrels talk. They talk really fast, and then they roll their fingers around like they're rolling a cigarette.
No, but pistachios, you have to shell them. So in order to, like, get your good fill of them, you kind
of
want to eat them a little fast. Like, all right, it's a constant, like, nut flow to your mouth.
See, I think nuts are the exact opposite. When you're eating them, you can eat them at your leisure. Just kind of crack them open. Take your time. You know, make sure that there's no skin on it. Get that all off. Then enjoy yourself a nice little nut.
Mm-hmm.
Still haven't answered my question. What's your favorite nut?
I'd probably say the peanut.
The peanut.
Peanut. What's the Hawaiian nut?
Macadamias.
That's a good nut.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Macadamia.
That's a good nut.
Is macadamia like a country? Because I know there's Macedonia. But there's like, was there like macadamia? Oh, those people are from macadamia. They brought over some good nuts. Let's call them the macadamia nuts. You know, doesn't it sound like a people? Ah, those macadamians. Always cutting in front of me in traffic.
They're nuts.
Shut in edition.
Yeah, this really is. Like, how far off the deep end has Giggles gone?
Pretty far.
How far from reality has
he
strayed?
It looks good, though. His hair's growing out, looking kind of crazy.
I do need to get a haircut.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
What?
What, you want to get a haircut? It's riveting talk.
Dave's Subway Adventures.
You wanted me to play that. What did you want to talk about? Subway Adventures.
Is it going to play again? Or
this
is it
story
only
is going to get so...
No.
Dave, play it again. I'll play adventures. It all night long. I got the board over here.
So I'm on the subway. I'm back home. It's Friday night. I think it was
that's pretty good. Good luck.
Yeah.
You want me to play the board all night? I'll play the board. Go ahead. Kill it.
Yep.
So I'm on the subway. Don't even... You son of a bitch. Don't. Are you going to let me...
I'm going to kill it.
All right. So I'm on the subway. It's Friday night. We're going home. And this Jamaican guy, I think he's Jamaican or West African, something. He's a macadamian. He's wearing the headdress.
Uh-huh.
Not the headdress, but like the thing that keeps his dreads up and, you know, just to give you a visual on what
the
this
big body. Floppy hat.
Big floppy hat.
Right? Yeah.
So he's getting off the subway in Queens and he looks back and I was like, he starts yelling something. I was like, oh, great. You know, this again. And so he's yelling at this like Middle Eastern, Iranian, you know, I don't know what he was, but he was definitely like, you know, an Arab guy. So a Jamaican and an Arab. Boom.
Fight
Friday night
that.
Fights. Ooh. So everybody's paying attention. This one lady gets up from her seat, moves. She's like, oh, that's, you know, stuff's going to happen. So these guys, and obviously, not obviously, allegedly, it was because the Arabian guy tripped the Jamaican guy. And I could have my races wrong, but I'm just going to say I'm going to say the Iranian and the Jamaican.
Almost certainly you do.
Almost certainly. So and they're all in this tuffle back and forth. There's MF-er going back, and the Jamaican guy's like, call me a mother effer one more time. And the guy's like, blah, 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 and they're at this.
Do that again?
Blah, 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 blah.
That and is mother effer in Arabian.
Arabian.
So they're back, you know, they're back and forth. And then the Jamaican guy leaves. You know, he's like being the bigger man. He's like, I'm going to leave. I'm not going to fight this guy.
Black guy leaves.
Like off the train or
off
what?
Off the train. The door's still open. And then you hear like the Iranian guy yell something out. So the black guy comes back on. I was like, oh my gosh. You know,
That's exciting though.
It gets exciting. You feel the adrenaline. And then here's where it gets good. I say, it's like, hey. Take a deep breath, bro. I was like,
you intervene?
I intervened. I said,
This is why you shouldn't go outside.
I said, hey, cool. I was like, it's Friday.
Cool it.
I was like, it's not worth it. Take a deep breath. Just leave. And it was like me and four other people that were kind of saying this.
Oh my God.
Because we're like, we all banded together. We're like, it's Friday. We don't want to see this bullshit. And the guy was like, all right, you know, he's like left. But you could feel the tension, you know? And I feel like that's New York. That's this like constant tension of
you think
like
it's tension.
Everybody's ready to step. I've seen mothers with their babies, like, you know, like somebody will hit, you know, like accidentally bump into the stroller. I was like, well, listen, lady, you're taking a stroller on the subway. People are going to knock into it. All right. Your kid's
so you're saying New York is constantly on edge.
Constantly on edge.
Shit. Have you ever fallen asleep on the subway?
No.
Never?
I don't, unless I'm with somebody, but I don't do that because I've heard horror stories of even more, you know, even not as worse as getting robbed, but like falling asleep and you miss your train and you're like, that just sucks. Like going all the way out and you're like, I didn't live out here for a reason. You know, like you end up in Kew Gardens or something, you know.
One of my coworkers. No.
Dave's Subway Adventures.
Took the, by Canal Street, took the subway into Brooklyn, right? So that, I think it's the ACE, went all the way down. That goes all the way down to Coney Island.
Ooh.
Coney Island, wow, right? Geez. And then comes all the way back up, and I think the last stop is like 50-something Street.
Yeah.
He got on the train. He was exhausted, fell asleep, woke up at 50-something Street.
Man.
So he fell asleep all the way to Coney Island and all the way back.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Which is like a 2.5-hour subway ride. The other day, this was pretty good. So I was working and it was right before Christmas, I think.
Play the jingle again.
Dave, Subway Adventures.
So the other day, I was working like, you know, 20 hours a day. I was working a ridiculous amount of hours. I was tired. I fell asleep on the subway, and when I woke up, there was a girl sitting next to me who had fallen asleep on my shoulder.
Aww.
So we were both sound asleep. And I woke up and she was on my shoulder and everyone was kind of looking at us going, aww.
That's kind of adorable. Was she cute?
She was kind of cute, but like it was.
You
but
were
then
very
I got
snuggly.
Into,
maybe
yeah,
she just felt
it's
real.
It's true. It's true. But the really awkward thing was, so it was my stop and she was still asleep. So I kind of like eased out and she kind of like fell over.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, sorry.
Sorry, I didn't mean to wake you.
I didn't mean to wake you, but maybe this is your stop.
But here's my number. That's a good one.
Dave's Subway Adventures.
It's
fine.
It's
full of people.
It's people.
Shut in.
Who's just texting you over there? what do you got?
No?
Get
into it.
Nothing?
Oh, jeez.
Nothing good?
No. I gotta work on something. Something.
I had a homeless man kiss me on the subway.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you,
did you add him to your number?
To your number?
No, it was only oral. So.
There's no number there.
Yeah. Doesn't count.
Doesn't count. All right, so how did this guy kiss you on the subway?
Well, it was just, it was like my first year in the city and I was sleeping.
I thought this was like last week.
I thought this was a jailhouse story.
He does look like a homeless man.
I thought he was
guy.
A homeless man.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God, I don't know. He just, he kept telling me how beautiful I was and I kept pretending to be asleep. Oh. And then he was like, you're beautiful. It's like, I get it. I know I'm beautiful.
The homeless
he like, he lip raped you.
Yeah. And then he got up and I didn't realize. I thought he was getting off the train and he was waiting by right next to me for the doors to open. And then he just leaned over and kissed me on my forehead.
That's
and then
nice.
I kind of, it was sort of sweet, actually.
Was he
but,
like dirty, nasty, stinky homeless?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah. It was like, sometimes pretending to be asleep doesn't solve everything.
Not at all.
Yeah, that's what I learned that night.
So never try to be asleep.
Right. Well, because you'll get kissed on
mouth
the forehead.
You've got
or
good
more.
Luck with the homeless guys.
Maybe that's who you should go for.
Yeah.
Yeah. They all do think I'm very cute.
Really good.
Very popular in the homeless demographic.
What?
Okay.
Okay, what's next?
I'm not talking about pissing soldiers.
You're not going to talk about
it. I don't want to talk about pissing soldiers.
You don't want to talk about it.
Why do you want to talk about pissing soldiers?
Oh, yeah.
Because I think it's
also an older story now.
It is old. It's like a week.
Yeah.
I mean, since it broke.
Yep.
Since it leaked. That's not funny.
No.
That's not funny.
It leaked.
That's not funny. That's well, somebody clever. Not made up, but somebody brought up this argument to me the other day and was like, all right, so we can kill him, but... But killing them is
but
not
we can't
bad.
Piss on them.
But you can't piss. I mean, like I know, like I would not make.
But there's
a good
also
soldier.
Rules of war where you're not
right.
really supposed to kill them either.
Right.
there are rules in, of war that, you know. Here's something interesting that I found out the other day. There was this kid who got, like, an eighth grader or something who got killed because he had, like, a knife or something.
You're talking about in the school when he came to school and he had, like,
a, school, he had something.
A gun, like a pellet gun.
Yeah. And they shot him. They killed him.
Right.
What?
Yeah, they killed this kid. No, it was like cops. They called the police
resource up,
and they shot him, and they killed him. They had, there was like three or four shots fired, and they killed him. Whoa. Rules of engagement in America are different than rules of engagement in the military.
Really?
Yeah. In the military, you're not supposed to shoot unless fired upon.
Really?
Cops are allowed to shoot if they feel their life is threatened.
So cops have more sort of authority.
So in our society, we think that our own people are more hazardous to us, more deadly to us than the outside world.
Mm. We're the freest country that's not really free. No. Is that what you're trying to say?
I guess that's what I'm trying
or
to say.
Or that we're too free.
All right. But before you interrupted me, I was saying... You did.
Because
I was saying I would not make a good soldier.
He crossed his legs. He's ready to tell the story.
If I got drafted, or whatever, you know, if I was in Vietnam, World War II, or whatever, like, if, you know, you had to go to war, if it was the thing to do, I'd go to war. But if I don't have to go to war, I'm not going to go. You know what I'm saying? I don't think I'd make the best soldier. All right? Because I'd be like, whoa, 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 hold on. Ooh, cool.
You're like, guys, it's Friday.
Take a break. I can't imagine what these guys are going through. You know, a lot of them are coming back with post-traumatic stress disorder. I got that right. And, you know, their heads are just like, you know, fuck. Because there's so much shit going on. Like, you know, and you feel for these guys. They're having to, like, you know, we're out of... You know, so, I guess the point I'm trying to make is, like, A, it's bad that they did it. B, it's bad that they filmed it. And see, like, is this the...
It's bad that they put it on YouTube.
Is this the mentality? Like, where is our common denominator?
But isn't that,
where is our, like,
that's
this is what we're trying to do?
That's been war since the age of
it's
war.
It's not the first time somebody's peed on
it's not
a
the first
dead
time,
soldier.
But the interesting thing is, if Vietnam had access to YouTube, do you imagine the amount of just horrible things that would be put out online? Going back to, like, World War II, World War I, like, all these things. It's just that easy access to being able to share that information.
It's a new way to, like, kill somebody. It's like overkill.
I guess.
Sorry, I really wasn't following your thought.
It's just
there.
A way to see the crazy shit that people are doing to each
other.
Exactly. Right.
Like, we're able to see these guys piss all over an
Because they can bring the cameras with them. Because back in Vietnam, the press came in after everything was done. They're like, all right. Come in, take your pictures, blah, 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 and then we're going to put you back on the helicopter.
He talks like he knows what happened in Vietnam.
I went to Nam.
In the 60s?
No, 03. 03, I went to
Nam. That's how you lost your pinky.
I got a worm in my foot. Luckily,
you don't do well with traveling.
I don't. I usually get something going
on. You get something.
Like an STD or a worm.
Oh,
something.
Ms. Giggles know about that?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
She doesn't listen.
No.
It's okay.
She does. All right.
But seriously, like, you have...
Nothing. Go ahead.
No, I have respect for these soldiers, not the ones that peed on them, but like for our military. But like, we gotta come together as like. All right, so we're out of Iraq.
Uh-huh.
We're like 9 years, 10 years in there, and we're out. So what? Like, there's still people bombing. There's still people, you know, suicide bombing, all that shit blowing
up. Craziness.
You know, there's still sectarian violence. So
this is a thousands of year war, though. These people have been fighting since they can remember.
Right, but do you think they need a dictator now to come in and be like, yo, cool it, guys.
Maybe they do.
Yeah,
maybe.
But the dictator's not going to make everybody stop fighting. He's going to be on one side.
But are we going to forget that we were there for 9 years and this is what happened? You know, like, and now we're... I'm on like this. I've been
You're
watching like...
30-day ceasefire.
I've been watching... I watched this genocide movie.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know. Did you know this?
Let's hear it.
That there was a genocide of 200,000 at least... I think it was Mayans, native people in Guatemala.
I don't think the Mayans exist anymore.
Well, they were descendants of the Mayans.
Descendants.
Like, they were the, you know, indigenous people in Guatemala.
Who killed them?
The president ordered, because he thought that the indigenous people were...
it was because he was afraid of 2012, the end of the world.
This was in, like, the 80s or 90s, I think. But 200,000 people got exterminated, all right?
Oh, yeah.
They were just brushing on their... I mean, I know we're trying to have a comedy show, but these are the things that are on my mind.
Well, no, I mean, it's
brushing
true.
Under the rug.
I'm not brushing nothing under the rug,
Do you
bro.
Know who Slobodan Milosevic is?
Milosevic.
Tell me.
The Russian guy.
No.
The Polish guy.
No.
The Italian guy.
No.
The other guy. Just tell me who it is.
Slobodan Milosevic was the. Oh, shit.
You don't even know.
No, I know. I know this. I know this. I know this. He was either the Yugoslavian president. Who is the Bosnians and the Serbs?
You have to be very clear on it. You were giving him shit about not knowing.
It's one of those two.
You were so cocky. I've never seen you like that.
It's because he watches the documentary.
Don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. I know something that you don't know because I just watched something on it. And then when I tried to tell you it back, I can't remember everything.
But please don't call me out on it. Oh my God!
See, I like the exchange. It's good.
What was this? You just like
that was a humping gesture.
Skin.
Here's something more recent. Was the Italy carnival cruise?
Oh, it wasn't. Well, it was man.
That Costa, was over the weekend.
Costa Cruises. Imagine that. I wanted to talk about this.
I know.
Tell me what you.
Go ahead. Tell me
another
what you
really
know.
Lighthearted topic.
No, just a huge cruise ship. You know, getting close to the shore. Said that rock wasn't there, but if you know, wasn't it at daytime? Was it daytime?
Daytime. He was arrested. He's been arrested. The captain. They're blaming it on him.
Only him. And then but doesn't he have people out there that are like, wasn't there somebody like, yo, bro, we're, was any? Because I've been on cruises. You've been on cruises. There's people that are out there like swabbing the decks, serving drinks.
So
you know when you're close.
3,000 people
island.
Were on. 3,000 people. Nine. Passengers.
Yeah.
1,000 crew. And then there was like a couple other something or other. I can't remember.
Slobodan Milosevic.
So apparently, allegedly, they're checking the black box of what happened. They think what happened was power went out. They lost all capabilities of finding out what was happening. And it just kind of steered into the coast and hit that rock.
That's what they're
saying.
But
the biggest problem with the captain was he just fled. When it happened, he was like, I'm out. I'm fucking out of here. Mm-hmm. And he didn't, like, you know, he's going down with the ship.
Yeah.
And he just fled. So, like, that's a big thing. Here's another interesting thing I learned about cruises by reading on this. Do you know that they don't have to give you any kind of safety
drill? They don't
drill
have to.
For 24 hours after you leave a port.
Really?
So it happened, and then they were talking to a lot of these people, and a lot of them were joking and talking about, well, what if something happens within that 24 hours? And then it did. So nobody knew what was going on. Nothing got out. So a whole bunch of people, like 15 people are missing, and a couple people died. And what was the other thing that I learned?
On vacation.
And then,
If you're going to go, don't go on vacation.
Oh, it's terrible. You know? Then the other thing that I learned was it's not...
I'll bring you something. Duty free booze.
Duty free. Oh, gonna gamble.
Terrible.
It's not mandatory for people to go to the safety seminars.
Really?
You don't have to go.
Every cruise I've been on, thank you for covering your mouth before you yawned. Every cruise I've been on, the first, before the ship even leaves port, and they're like, all right, safety drill, muster stations.
Muster stations.
You know, you got some Polish guy being like, come this way. Well, there's a lot of Polish people on cruises.
What's a muster station?
Muster. It was where you muster.
Where you muster.
To mustering means...
But they are saying that this is going to cause a big big thing in rejuvenating the safety.
Well, there you go.
Well, I think they're probably going to give condoms to the dancers on ship because those guys are freaking like bunnies. You know?
Freaking like bunnies.
You ever been like a dancer on a cruise ship? Here, it's like...
You've been a dancer on a cruise ship.
It's true.
We have video of you.
We should play that video. That's a good video.
Jeez. That video is everything.
Wow. 7 minutes and we have no callers because we didn't play the show.
Wow.
What are you going to do?
How do we see if there's anybody listening?
Oh, there's plenty of people listening. They just don't want to call.
Yeah.
Punks. That's what I say.
Yeah.
Punks, I tell you.
Virginal quarterbacks.
What?
Oh, this is the other thing. All right, so
I love
Tebow.
Are you going to talk about Tebow? Are you really going to sit here and talk about Tebow?
I'm just saying. There was an article came out that was like, Tebow's a virgin, blah, 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 blah. Like, and everybody wants to like hate on the guy, but like, so what? Dude's a quarterback, man. He's like 23, 24. He's making a pretty good living. He's a quarterback. He's standing up for what he believes in. Like, who cares? You know, give him something to write about. Like people, this blogosphere, all these people that are like, they just need material. They
eat it
up.
Did you see that, the game? You saw the game. I know you did.
They got their asses handed to him.
Did you see, the man cannot throw a ball.
No.
He can't throw a ball.
Put it back. Like he put it back, and the guy fumbled the first. Like
he can't throw a spiral. It's terrible. I'm not going to sit here and talk about Tebow because it's not worth talking about.
Uh-oh.
I hate this guy.
I want to hate him, but then he does other things. Like some kid who was dying of something posted a video and was like, "I love you, Tim Tebow." He went, flew the kid into Denver.
What?
Had like this whole big thing right before a playoff game. And was like, had like this big thing of like, oh, I'm bringing you in. This is going to be great. And took pictures with him, hung out with him all day.
That's awesome.
Guys, that's pretty good.
That's a good guy.
You can't hate a guy like that.
No. I was thinking they should stag these quarterbacks out. Like, stag them out for charity. To be like, listen, you're a chick that wants to get pregnant. For $50,000, you can buy Tom Brady sperm. What do you think? Right? 50 G's, bro.
50 G's.
50 G's, quarterback sperm. You do it.
Quarterback sperm.
Quarterback sperm. Brady sperm.
You do it.
I want Rodgers sperm. Give me Rodgers.
Oh, my God.
All right, here's another interesting, based on what you're saying. If we did a David Giggles fundraiser based on selling each other, who do you think would get more money? How much money do you think you would bring in?
Probably more than you.
Yeah.
Like if you come up with tasks like, hey, listen, I need you to get Giggles to come over here. I don't know what I do.
I think that's a challenge, I think, for next week.
So we just hire each other. We just like pimp each other out. But all right, so I'm gonna get
Well, we bachelor ourselves out, you know?
Can I just pay you like $50 to go do something? Or do I need to have somebody
we
else?
We could probably
pay you?
Do that scrap, but
we could I've done it to scrap.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Wow.
A whole bunch of stuff. I didn't get to anything. And here we are at the end of the show.
We did a half show.
It's fine.
We did a half show.
We did a full show.
We did a full show.
Show next Monday. Are you coming back?
Maybe.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Then I'll leave it with this. Leave it with this. Hold on. Let me do something real quick.
It's just like watching paint dry, getting you to do the soundboard.
I just couldn't find it. Leave it with this. Do you think men and women can be friends outside of non-sexual?
I was supposed to answer that or wait till next week?
No, you can wait till next week. Okay. If you come back. If not, then we carry it into the next
just
time
never
back.
Know.
So that's a good question. They're so deep. So deep. They've never been asked before. They've never been made into a movie with Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis. Never.
Never.
This is what you think about? I'm trying to get a 30-day ceasefire. You know?
You and your 30-day ceasefire. We got a call coming in.
Oh, my God.
It's the answer.
Everybody just relax. Turn up the music.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, it's Paula.
It's my sister.
Yes. Oh, what's going on, Paula?
Blood giggles.
Oh.
Back and forth, and then I got caught watching Modern Family, and then came back, and
I don't blame
you. We can't
you.
Compete with that.
I don't blame you.
I heard you needed a caller.
Oh, we always need callers, Paula.
Thanks for waiting till the last 2 minutes of the show.
Thanks. You know,
ain't bad.
It's
best for
last. It's true.
That
it's
is true. What's going on, Paula?
Hey, you know, just enjoying the day off, and you know. Doing a little Modern Family, and
she's incredible. Plugging that show.
It's a good show.
She's such a giggles.
All right, so Paula, let me ask you this question. Dave just asked it to Plan B McGee. Do you think guys and girls can be like friends without any sort of? What is that the question? Without any sort of sexual, you know,
sex.
Ties? If it's possible, if a guy and a girl can be friends without the sexual tension.
That's kind of a funny question you asked me that, right, Michael?
Oh.
Oh. As
ouch.
Your sister.
Yeah, that's gross.
Ouch.
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 I think, well, it depends on what level of friendship you're talking about. Are you talking about, like, I mean, friends can take on a whole, there's a lot of different
it's true.
Types of friends.
It's true.
It's true, but the question remains, yes or no? All I'm looking for is a yes or a no.
No.
Oh.
So boring.
Can they be friends?
Well, we have 2 seconds left before the show's over.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Yes.
Paula, I will say I believe in you, too. I think yes, too. Yes. Well, I say yes.
Paula and Giggles can be friends.
Next week, we will delve deeper into this topic because it's never been made into a movie.
Yeah, call back.
Yeah, call back next week. We'll talk about it. Thanks for calling. Right. 30 seconds left of the show.
Hey, we had
no
one call.
Have a good night, guys.
All right, go all watch Modern Family.
Okay, bye.
All right. That's it for me.
Good show. Good caller. Last caller.
Yes. Caller. First and last.
First and last.
First and last. Good work.
Good job. Thanks, Planter.